Chapter 6. Victims of Lies. And so the king returned to life with the thieves and beggars, but they could not make him steal or beg, and he always tried to run away. At night, Edward would dream of being on the throne, but when he awoke, Hugo was his master again. Hugo began to hate Edward more and more, and he wanted to cause trouble for him. One day, the two boys encountered a woman in the street. She carried a basket with a large box inside it. Hugo grabbed the box, threw it into Edward's hands, and shouted, "Stop, thief!" Hugo disappeared around a corner, and the woman and a crowd of people grabbed the king.
"He stole my box," the woman said.
"Let's give him a beating," a man in the crowd suggested.
Then another quiet voice spoke out. "Leave the boy alone. He didn't steal your box. I saw the whole thing." It was Miles Hendon. Hendon and Edward returned the box and explained what had happened. The crowd believed them and let them go. After that, Hendon led Edward to his donkeys and gave him the suit of clothes he had bought. Now, warm and happy, the king rode with Hendon toward Hendon Hall. During the trip, Hendon told Edward how the old hermit had led him all over the forest. They had eventually returned to the hut to find nobody there. Hendon had waited and waited, but Edward did not return. Finally, he decided to leave the hut to search, and he had found Edward by chance in the town. As they rode, Hendon also talked about his family. He told Edward of his brothers and the lady Edith, whom he loved. When they arrived at Hendon Hall, Miles was excited. He led the boy into the great house and approached a man inside.
"Hugh," Hendon said happily, "I am back."
Hugh looked at him in shock. Slowly and quietly he said,
"Do I know you, stranger?"
For some reason, Hugh pretended not to know Miles. He claimed that Miles Hendon had died in battle years before. When Miles asked to see their father and brother Arthur, he was shocked and saddened to learn of their deaths.
"And what of Lady Edith?" Miles asked.
"She lives," said Hugh. "I will bring her." And he left the room to get Lady Edith.
"I believe you are who you say, even if that man doesn't," Edward told Miles.
"I thank you for that with all my heart," Hendon replied. A moment later, Hugh entered with a beautiful lady and several servants. The lady walked slowly, looking only at the floor. She had a very sad expression on her face.
"Look at him," Hugh commanded her. "Do you know him?"
Edith's cheeks turned red and her whole body trembled. She slowly looked up at Miles. In a flat voice, she said,
"No, I don't."
Then she moaned and left the room.
"You can see," said Hugh, "that my wife doesn't know you."
"Your wife?" Hendon cried. "Oh, now I see it all. You cruel, dishonest man. Leave now or I will kill you."
Hugh ordered the servants to guard the doors to the room so that Miles could not run away.
"Run away?" cried the older brother. "I am the true master of Hendon Hall. I will not run away."
Hugh left the room, and there was nothing they could do but wait. The king thought about identity and lies while they were trapped in the room. He wondered why nobody from the palace was searching for him. Miles thought about Lady Edith, and he was sure Hugh had made her lie. Suddenly, Lady Edith opened the door and entered the room.
"I am here to save you," she said. "Leave the house at once."
Miles looked at her and said, "First, look in my eyes and tell me, am I Miles Hendon?"
"I don't know you," she replied.
Suddenly, armed officers rushed in and dragged Hendon and the king off to prison.